vacuum tubes are warming up. This is a special live broadcast right here on Georgia Radio.
We're continuing our conversation today with local Georgia authors, and I'm happy because, well, we have a fun one here. We're talking about Kay's new book, Insert Giggle Giggle. How are you today, Kay Pascal? Thanks for being here.
I'm doing great. Thank you for the opportunity of being here.
Well, no, I'm thrilled to have you. You're also the host of a podcast. How can folks find you on the Gigglecast as we get into this?
Well, it's on Spotify. It's Kay's Gigglecast, and there's about 50 or so episodes on there right now. They're very interesting, just 10-minute, really short. So while you're getting dressed from, you know, one store to another or dropping your kids off and getting home, you can listen to an episode very easily. So they're 10 minutes long, a broad range of just different topics, interesting to women.
Do you like to laugh?
I love to laugh.
I couldn't wait to ask you. I mean, you've written your book called Insert Giggle Giggle, Laughing Your Way Through Raising Kids and Running a Business. It's a finalist, best book for parents by Zibby Books Media. That's pretty cool. And it's, I'm assuming, up for some other awards as well. That's your co-author in there, it sounds like.
that's my son's dog that we're babysitting, my little grand dog, Coconut.
Are you laughing your way through that as well? I hope.
Yes. In fact, we're even laughing a little more today because our other grand dog had cataract surgery yesterday.
Oh,
and my son is in Florida umpiring baseball, and so we've got him. So it's been a fun couple of days with our grand dogs.
What's the importance of giggling? Why giggle? Why insert a giggle here? Give us the lowdown on this.
Well, I think that throughout my career and throughout my mother journey, a lot of things we just have to laugh about because we're all experiencing a lot of these same issues as parents and moms and business owners. And, you know, you just have to sometimes see the humor and that light at the end of the tunnel while you are trying to assess how to handle certain things. And so laughing your way, seeing the humor in something, even some of those serious subjects, I just found always worked for me. And as I gave advice throughout 25 years of owning my preschools, it seemed to work for a lot of my parents as well.
I wanted to bring that up. You've built and owned two private preschools for the, I guess, 25 years around Alpharetta and Johns Creek. That's one of the most emotional moments for any parent, is making that first drop off at preschool. And here you've seen it thousands and thousands of times over your career.
Yes, that's for sure.
Not a day you're giggling, maybe on the way home, but that's a tough thing. And you bring up these tough moments where it's so important to, you know, laugh it off sometimes, because that's really the only thing. What can they expect when they open this book?
Well, it's gonna help the parents from infancy through preschool, their toddler years, elementary, middle, when your child is trying to pick the right college, and how that affects not only your child, but the entire family these days. And then how, when you become an empty nester, how you get back to being a couple again, rather than being parents in that stage of your life. So it really just takes a parent through all of those different stages, gives a lot of great advice on some of the most prevalent topics that I discussed over 25 years with thousands of families. And it just really, you know, kind of gives you a little bit of advice and some of my observations on things that did and didn't work for a lot of parents, and myself included. And there's a lot of funny family stories about raising my two boys in the book, because having been in the position of so many people coming to me for advice on a range of topics, it was always so clear to me what everybody else should be doing, but I didn't always apply that when I was raising my boys.
Yeah. Well, and two, I mean, how far apart are they?
3.5 years.
Yeah, you were a busy lady for a
yes,
long time.
Yes.
Juggling
yes,
all
I
of
was
that
quite
stuff.
Busy.
And do you ever talk about, I mean, I don't know, maybe this is just kind of on the spot, but When is too much, in your opinion, when it comes to all the activities? Because it seems like kids today are just absolutely covered up with stuff.
Well, my boys had, each of them had two interests that they were really good at. And that's all that they really ever did besides, you know, their school careers. My older son was participated in the world champion Irish dance competition from the time he was, I guess, 8 or 9 until he was in college. So we traveled all over the world with him Irish dancing. And my younger son did the travel baseball. He, you know, played baseball in college. He's now a major league umpire in the minor leagues. So, you know, they really put their energies in that. And it was wonderful. We love doing all of that with them. You know, kids are inundated today with a lot of activities and a lot of competitions and a lot of pressure to do a lot of different things. So I really think that parents just have to let their children sort of guide them through. I'm interested in this. I really don't want to do that. And just kind of relax through that and let them find their way.
And let's talk about failure, too, because that's important when you're raising kids to allow that to happen. Every once in a while, it's okay to fail. It's okay to keep moving forward if you do it correctly. Do you address absolutely. That in your book and how to sort of, I don't want to say laugh it off, but learn from it? And
absolutely. There are several chapters in there about picking the right battles with your children. And, you know, there's a chapter because this book was wrote it over 2 years ago and it just came out last year. But a rep about raising millennials and how parents sometimes have not let their children fail. There's a chapter in there about what kind of parent are you. We've got, you know, the helicopter parents. We've got the lawnmower parents. We've got the free range parents. And, you know, it's really interesting these days how parents try to fall into whatever is the certain trend of, you know, correct politically parenting that they fall into. And sometimes it's not really the way that they might want to parent. But it's very important to let your children see failure, see how to come out of failure, see the importance of getting back up and cheering someone else on. All those things are very important. And I go through a lot of those different things in the book.
In the book, and I'm guessing also in the podcast, again, that you have, it's Kay's Giggle Cast. They're on Spotify. It's a companion with the book. You can find it at the website insertgigglegiggle.com, which will be quick linked into the show story today as well. I wanted to get into this, too, because you're doing a lot of speaking these days in and around the Atlanta area. If folks want to reach out to you and have you come to the Rotary Club or wherever you might be invited to speak, how do they do that?
Well, they can reach me through my email, which is insertgigglegiggle@gmail.com. They can Instagram me. They can follow me on Instagram, which is insertgigglegiggle. It's real easy to just remember insertgigglegiggle, and yeah. You can find me somewhere.
I think that's great. Were you shocked that you didn't have to like put a number at the end of that when you were going on there for the username? And you're like insertgigglegiggle, and then it comes back, and it's like 337 is available. Insert giggle giggle. 424 is available. I mean, that's an unusual name. I mean, it's great to have a name that people can remember and that you can always find.
Yes. And so I just thought I'll just brand that with everything.
Right.
And people won't have to remember my name. They won't have to remember anything else. And yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. Hopefully I'll have a second book coming out by the end of the year. So I don't know how I'm going to tie that book back to the Insert Giggle Giggle brand.
Well, you'll find a way.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure. I have no doubt, Kay, that you'll find a way to do that because it's a great brand and it's a great idea. And of course, you're available for speaking. What is your favorite thing to see at one of these events that you're doing or when someone buys the book and really has that moment? Have you heard back from folks like that?
Oh, yes. Yes. I just posted something, in fact, on my Instagram a couple of days ago. A lady bought my book. I think she lives somewhere up north. I'm not really sure. Maybe in New York. And she sent me a DM on my Instagram that said that she really just could not put into words how much the book had helped her. She has three children. There's, you know, just all kinds of information in there about the differences on how we parent different children within our family and things that work together. And she said that she just could not let me know how much it had helped her in that regard with seeing that in herself. And that was okay to parent your children differently because they are different. And when I do my speaking engagements to see the head nodding, you know, when I'm telling a story about raising my boys and seeing all these parents and moms specifically, you know, shaking their head or laughing out loud at something that I'm sharing about them that was what I thought was a mistake in parenting and how, you know, it didn't turn out maybe to be that for my boys, that it was a pivotal moment in their childhood. You know, there's even some tears sometimes when I go through some of these stories, because like I said, we're really going through almost the exact same things. The exact same stories are just over and over. And it really is nice to get that connection with someone that you're like, okay, I've done that. That wasn't so bad. Okay, I can do this. I can laugh at that. You know, so that's what I really enjoy in my speaking engagements.
I think that's great. What do your boys think of all this?
Well, it was really funny because I kept telling them all throughout writing the book, you better read it. You better read it. If there's something you don't want me to say, if there's a story you don't want me to tell, and I couldn't get them to do it. And so finally it was ready to be published. And I said, okay, I am really telling you guys, I don't want to hear a word. If there's some story in here you wish I hadn't told.
Yeah, because you didn't read it.
Right. I've told you now for a year. And both of them came back and said, you know what? Everything is just great. I think it's going to be a hit. And so they're really proud of it. So I didn't have to take out anything, fortunately.
Well, I love that. And I love the fact that they're sort of on board with this now. And I think that's great. And it'd be fun to sort of get their take on it sometime at one of your speaking engagements, probably. So
that would be a lot of fun.
Fun stuff. All right. Well, Kay, if folks again want to get a hold of you, it's insert giggle giggle just about everywhere, but specifically insertgigglegiggle.com. Your books are for sale. Do you have any upcoming signing events that might be in the area that folks can come to?
Well, I don't have any book signings scheduled right now. I do have some speaking engagements, and I do have a really nice parenting conference that's coming up that I'm going to be an exhibitor at, and also hold some breakout sessions, and it's going to be in July at the Hotel Avalon, so all parents are invited to that.
Sure.
It's called Babies and Bumps.
All right. And you can find that on your website there and probably Instagram as far as where to go see Kay. I bring that up because the Atlanta Writers Club is how we found you. A big event happens there with them twice a year for folks that are interested in writing, a writers conference. Talk to me about what that organization has meant to you over the years.
Oh my gosh, it has been very instrumental in so many things, finding an editor, finding other writers that you can send things to and they can read and critique for you. They have the workshops that you can go and just collaborate with other authors and, again, find different resources. It's very expensive for just someone like me, you know, just someone who wants to write a book. It's very expensive to get that published and all the things leading up to a book coming out in a published form. So the Atlanta Writers Club just provides all sorts of resources where you can get a lot of that managed. And it's really, they hook me up with all sorts of events, book festivals. You know, they gave this opportunity for the radio interview, just all kinds of things that they know about that's going on.
Well, I can't agree with you more. It's a great organization. You got to look it up, the Atlanta Writers Club. And then don't forget insertgigglegiggle.com for our guest today, Ms. Kay. Thanks for coming on today. Great to have you.
Well, I really enjoyed it. And always remember every day to insert a giggle, giggle.
There you go. And come back when this when you have another book out. We'll be ready for you. Okay. And I want to see how you. I want to see how you blend it in to insert giggle, giggle. That'll be great.
Well, I'm sure I'll try to get a lot of humor into it as well.
Thanks again, Kay. We appreciate you today. Thanks.
Georgia Radio, on your phone, in your home, everywhere you go.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.